Art. It's created with imagination, it expresses feeling, and sometimes it's found in the most unusual places. Take a stroll in downtown New Bern, and you might find handmade treasures hiding in trees along the sidewalks. A project called Artwork Found seeks to promote creative awareness by leaving small pieces of art around public places and hopes someone will find it and give it a good home. Michael E. Rose Watson is a local conceptual-based artist and ceramics instructor at Craven Community College.
This is making random acts of art to put in public spaces for other people to find, just for strangers to find, because what you want to do is share the experience of art.
Watson is also the founder of the Artwork Found project. Similar projects are happening across the country, but she says the idea came from an art conference she attended in 2012.
It seems to be this is a new thing that's sort of going around for schools and universities, is to have students make things and leave them around campus for other people to find. So I made an assignment at school. So it started 2 years ago at Craven Community College, and I made it an assignment for my students. And they each had to make 10 pieces of art of something out of clay and leave it all over campus. It was a huge success, and I just kept going with it.
Eventually, other artists heard about the idea and wanted to participate. Watson started the website artworkfound.com in January of last year as a way to let local artists submit their work and keep track of lost art that's been found. Watson says last November was the largest lost art event in downtown New Bern to date.
We made a little blurb on our Facebook page, "Hey, who wants to be a part of losing art for Black Friday?" And we had 50, 60, 70 artists just come together and say, "We want to do this." So on Black Friday, we just had paintings and jewelry and just all kinds of things just all over downtown. It was just this huge, huge, wonderful thing that just happened.
There's a variety of art that's already been placed around downtown New Bern, including vases, decorative ceramic tiles, pottery, jewelry, and small paintings. Watson encourages artists to be creative in coming up with items to hide, but this artistic freedom yields some pretty unusual items, such as ceramic eyeballs, whimsically painted birdhouses, and a sphere painted like a Pokeball from the animated TV show and card game Pokemon. Each item includes a tag with the words "free" and "if found, please send a message and photo of new home."
People have been sending in emails of things that they found. So if you go to the site, you'll see artists where they've what they've left, and then there's a section of what's been found, and then it's just all these people that have found work and art, and they take it to their home and they have a little something to say, and it's pretty cool.
Mary Ann Horn is an artist and board member for Community Artist Will. Her primary medium is acrylic and watercolor paint, but she loves experimenting.
I would consider myself a dabbler.
Horn's first Artwork Found experience was during the Black Friday Lost Art event. Since then, she's placed 4 different pieces downtown for people to find, including small paintings and a pair of copper earrings she made.
It's very exhilarating, you know what I mean? To first of all share. It takes a lot of courage to share if you're especially a new artist. And then it's so exhilarating. I have to say that I peeked to see somebody pick up one of my pieces. I went around the corner and just sort of waited and peeked.
Most of the lost artwork is placed on Craven and Middle Streets in downtown New Bern. However, Michael E. Rose Watson says when some of the artists that are part of the project go on vacation, they leave their art in a public space with the tag attached, hoping someone will find it.
We've had pieces go to Canada, California, up north, Massachusetts, New York, and we've also had, I have a lot of students that are Marines, you know, spouses, whatnot, so their spouses are taking pieces of work over to the Middle East as well and leaving them over there.
Watson has hopes of Artwork Found being a global project, maybe even reaching out of this world.
If an astronaut finds a piece of something and it ends up, you know, orbiting the planet, I mean, nothing would please me more than to see something, you know, with the little tag artworkfound.com, you know, floating in space. It would just be just the best.
Watson says almost all of the lost artwork is found. However, only about 5% of people send a message saying they've found a piece. Of the people who reply, most of them have a great story to tell. Chris Wagner is an acrylic painter from New Bern. He recently placed a small painting in Mitchell's Hardware in downtown New Bern.
With the help of the owner, Greg, we found a nice little spot on a wine shelf. and went back that afternoon just to see if we had any luck on it. He said, yeah, I've got this great story. This woman came up clutching your painting and just this huge smile on her face and said, we've got a dog that's just like the one in this painting. And it reminds us so much of him. And when they were able to get home, the image in my painting was a boy sitting with a dog. They recreated it in the photograph. And so they posted it back to the website, the Lost and Found website. So it's kind of neat to see my image with the one that they had taken.
The goal of the project isn't so much to track the piece of art and find out where it eventually ends up. Rather, Watson says it's to inspire and encourage people to reflect on how important art is in our lives.
I put out several hundreds of these little packets, little ceramic seeds for people to just hold on to, and what they are, seeds of possibilities. It's your ideas. So it's, what are your ideas? How are your ideas different from our ideas, my ideas, anybody else's? What is it that you love and you want to create that I haven't thought about? You know, surprise us. Let's surprise each other. How creative can we be? And that's what I want to bring back, that spark in our world, in our culture, in our community.
Anyone can be a part of the Artwork Found project by leaving a random act of artistic kindness in a local public place. There are some tips on places to leave your work so it will be found, and what types of work to leave at the project website, artworkfound.com. We've provided a link at our website, along with some photos of the art you might find hiding in downtown New Bern.